You're on the Coast Best Mix, 718 7BU. G'day, it's Martin with you. Welcome back to Across the Coast. Time for today's Mayor on the Air. It's the Mayor of La Trobe, Peter Freshney. Good afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon, Martin.
A bit of work going on very soon. A new roundabout going in Gilbert Street, La Trobe. This will be the third roundabout now, won't it, in Gilbert Street?
Yeah, I think you're pretty right. A long awaited one, though, the intersection of Gilbert and Hamilton Streets. The entrance, I suppose, or the access road up to Warrawee and the Wild Mersey, which has become really busy over the past few months and years, but likewise it's also an access point for the police station at the other end of Hamilton Street and a very important intersection in our town. So great that the three tiers of government have combined to provide funding, and we will get a roundabout, but that does create issues in the short term. That is in terms of management of that site while Trelaws undertake the work to construct the roundabout. Just asking people to really be aware of that project, to comply with the signage and the traffic management guys who will be on site, and to just understand that this is a short-term, bit of short-term pain for long-term gain, and we really will see, I expect, significant benefits from the installation of this roundabout, not only for traffic, but also for pedestrians trying to cross a very busy Gilbert Street.
Yeah, there'll be detours in place, and there will be, you know, some impact on parking as well, but as you say, it's short-term pain for long-term gain.
Absolutely, mate. It is a very busy street, but we are trying to calm the traffic but also provide opportunities for people to cross the street a little bit easier than they currently can.
We've spoken about the Camp Banksia redevelopment a couple of times before. We're getting to the point now, the exciting point, is where the plan's actually, the application's actually going to council next week.
Yeah, that's right, mate. So, yeah, one of those, I guess, projects where we've been long in the making and our community's really being anxiously waiting for some real development out there, get some pedal to the metal or whatever the appropriate saying is. But we're really keen to see this project progressed. We're really looking forward to the development, not only to benefit the community, but also those campers who choose to stay and be part of the Camp Banksia experience. So, again, really pleasing to get to this point and hopefully to construction very, very shortly.
So once the application comes before council, is there a public consultation period after that?
There's an opportunity for people to have some input. They need to contact council or go to the website to do that. But at this stage, we have conducted really extensive community consultation, and we believe we've got the plan that we need to have and that the community wants. So hopefully it'll be a straightforward process, and we'll get to construction as soon as possible.
The La Trobe Federal Band are moving, not out of La Trobe though, just moving homes. They're Australia's longest running brass band since 1872, I think. They've been at the footy ground for a fair chunk of that.
They certainly have, mate, and to think that they're moving really worries me, but as long as they stay in town, we'll be happy. We're looking forward to providing them with, a more modern or more appropriate home, greater space. They have a significant number of juniors and learners in their band, which creates a bit of a problem in terms of providing training rooms and the like. But the hall itself is generally underutilised.
This is the Memorial Hall you're talking about where they're moving to? Yeah.
It is, the Memorial Hall, and the adjoining supper rooms. Generally underutilised, we're really looking to provide the band with a space that they can not only use, but hopefully have some impromptu concerts, have people drop in to listen to them and as they practice and that sort of thing. And it is a great space, particularly when the band are playing and the concerts they conduct there. So a good win, we expect, when we get finally around to the construction of their facilities at the hall, and really keen to provide them with a base for another 100 years or so.
There's a few issues at Port Sorell, Peter, with phone signals and the like.
Yeah, and that's been reported to Council, Martin, a few times recently, particularly last week or two. And that's a concern, obviously, when we're talking about people's reliance on mobiles and the like. So really encouraging people to contact the appropriate authorities when they do have those concerns. That is by firstly going to their service providers, whether it be Telstra, iiNet or the like. But failing that, there's an opportunity to go to the Australian Communications and Media Authority website, which is we'll provide on our website details of that, and their information can be provided about the concerns individual customers have, and those will be investigated and followed up. So an opportunity to really, bring about a better outcome than just accepting what is and shouldn't be accepted. So keen to get people to really help us improve the service out there.
Council can't do much about it, but that's the Australian Communications and Media Authority, or ACMA as they're known, A-C-M-A. Website is acma.gov.au.
Yep. As I say, really keen to get people influencing good outcomes there.
There's been a bit of garden waste and rubbish dumped on a few vacant plots around the municipality, Peter. This is disappointing, isn't it?
It is, and it creates issues for the owners of those blocks, but also the contractors who are required to clean up. Just trying to ask people to be, good neighbours as much as anything, to do the right thing, dispose of your own rubbish in the appropriate way. Please don't dump it onto adjoining properties and create issues for other people and for council. It's not much to ask, and we really do encourage good neighbours and good behaviour in regards to the disposal of rubbish.
Yeah, and it's illegal anyway, and the fines for littering, they're not $50 fines, are they? They're quite extensive.
It's a lot cheaper to go to the tip, let me tell you.
Yeah, for sure, absolutely. The Latrobe Dog Park's been getting a lot of good use lately.
It has, mate. It's been incredible. People say to me all the time how there's always dog owners and dogs there, no matter what hours you're there. It is open from daylight to dusk, sorry. And as I say, we're really pleased to see the utilisation of that asset up there. There are a few rules and regulations regarding the site up there. We do encourage people to be aware that their dog needs to be under control at all times, that they do clean up after their individual dogs and bag and bin the leftover, so to speak.
Deposits, yep.
Yeah. But also, look, obviously dangerous dogs are prohibited from entering the facility up there, and no dog that is suffering a contagious disease or skin irritation or the like should be taken to those sorts of facilities where they can infect other dogs. So just a bit of common sense.
It is.
And we do ask people really take heed of that. It's wonderful to see dog obedience classes now have recommenced up at the site in Bosworth Park. And I'm even told Reliable is a group of 20 Labrador owners who come together monthly and use the site up there. So that'd be a sight to behold in itself,
I reckon, yeah. Yeah, and it'd be a social occasion not only for the dogs but for their owners as well, by the sound of it.
And that's certainly the opportunities that a facility like that provides. So a great asset that's being well utilised, and council are very pleased to see that.
We spoke about the Hawley Foreshore Pathway project last time we caught up, Peter, but you wanted to remind people that there's still time to have input into that.
Certainly do, and there's been a really significant revision to the original plans based on the feedback we received.
Mm.
The plans are now to separate the pathway from the existing road and not to turn the road into a one-way street and not to put traffic up into the adjoining streets being Sankey and Taruna and the like. So we've listened to the public, but we do have a plan now that is considerate of those concerns. But again, we'd like some feedback on what's proposed, so please take the opportunity to get involved. We will get a great outcome if people forward their ideas, suggestions and concerns, and we'll all benefit from that in the long term.
Still a bit of time to do it too, because the input doesn't close until March the 12th.
No, so as you say, a good opportunity. Take your time, think about what concerns there might be, and let's get it right.
Okay, and they can do that via the council website, or they can send an email to the council, or if they want to mail a letter, PO Box 63 Latrobe.
Yeah, all those options are available, mate, but just keen to get the feedback. Really looking forward to that. But, busy times at council, very busy across the coast, and certainly finding that at work as well.
Terrific, Peter. Thanks for your time as always today. I really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Look forward to it, Martin. Thank you.